So last night, I sat on my couch and I watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It is back. In some ways, it feels like it's been off our screens for so long, but then it also felt like it just finished. Like, because there was so much rehashing of what happened at the reunion with Sutton and Dorit and with Garcelle leaving. There was a lot of Garcelle in this. I know it's funny. There's two types of enjoying for me. I will either enjoy something so much I will write so many notes that I have got pages and pages, or I sit there and I write nothing. And I was so glued to the TV and so enamored by this show that I wrote nothing. I had a smile on my face the whole time. The only thing that really annoyed me was at the beginning when they kind of did these little montage-y things, a bit like the Kardashians do. Lots of slow-mo. Erica was washing a car in her heels like she was doing a photo shoot. It was just, I don't want that. All I need is these fabulous Beverly Hills wealthy, opulent women. You've got Kathy Hilton, who's sitting there checking her reflection in a knife, grabbing a pair of scissors out of her handbag and a pair of jeans to give to Kyle. Like, she's so unhinged. And the queen of reality TV is back. Rachel Zoe is back on our screens, and my heart is full. All is right with the world. It's going on my list of achievements for 2025. What made me happy this year? Rachel Zoe is back on Bravo, and I am just here for it. I loved it. Did you feel the same way?
Yeah, I loved it. I found sometimes when shows come back, that first episode's a bit clunky. And I find that sometimes it takes me a little bit to get through it. This one, like you, I sat there, I was glued to it, I watched it. Because we watch so much, I don't always sit down and watch things. So often I'm cooking dinner and doing things. And once I'm into the season, I'm not sitting watching. This one, I got on my treadmill and I watched the entire thing from start to finish. Absolutely loved it. I didn't take notes because I was enjoying it and I didn't want to stop watching to write down notes. Love Rachel Zoe. I'm a massive fan. I used to watch her, obviously, way back, and I've got her books and I've got, love her. Love seeing her come back. And I love how she was brought in as a friend of Kathy, like how they sort of introduced her. They're like, she's going to be a really good fit. And I love that she's talking about like hot girl summer.
Yeah.
Really open with her divorce, which I think, because I wasn't sure if she was going to be a little bit cagey, because she is famous in her own right. And sometimes when you've got a housewife coming on like that, they don't want to discuss, private things. She's actually more open about her divorce than Kyle was for like 3 seasons
Yeah.
in the first episode. So I love that. I've loved watching Sutton's mum, the relationship with her that's evolved. They seem to be in a really good space now. Watching Erica interact with Sutton's mum was fun because they're both from the South. The whole thing was pure joy. I loved it, and I'm looking forward to the whole season.
I really have nothing negative to say about it. I'm not there. It's not that I'm looking for something negative. I know that last season there was some criticism of Erica about her not really having a storyline. Remember when her storyline was her wallpaper? And it was like she is kind of filling the comedian vibes, the way that she's always in awe of Jennifer Tilly and her glamorous gifts. And then I think her hat or a flower crown started falling off in this. She's kind of fitting that position. You've got Bose, who I didn't know if Bose was going to work. She just works. She's great. I love how she is direct and works in well with the other women to get conversation going. Rachel Zoe and the way that she would just have some brutal honesty. She was always really cutting in those early years on her shows. She would never beat around the bush. And she's the same now. And I love that she's bringing that to this group. Kathy, as that little side character, is just hilarious. She reminds me of Caitlyn Jenner, though. I don't know what it is about Kathy Hilton when she speaks, but I kind of get Caitlyn Jenner vibes. Just when you're watching her, like you kind of
Mannerism.
mannerisms. There's because she's like that. She's that matriarch. She's that strong female presence, and I get that from Caitlyn Jenner too. Like they're that same sort of personality. But I liked Kyle with the girls. Like, I've never been a big one on the family stuff there, but I liked the conversations she was having. And the whole thing, the whole season, all these trips and that hot girl summer, I love that brand because I feel like we're going along with them for their hot girl summer. You know, we're coming into our summer, so we're going to get a different experience of Beverly Hills than the US viewers because they're in the cold. We're in our summer. So if we're, you know, as women in our 30s, 40s, 50s, watching these other women going through that, it's sort of more relatable. Even though it's in no way relatable, we still feel a better level of attachment to these people.
We are the target audience. Like that, we are the perfect people. Like that's what we want to watch. We want to see these women out there living their best lives. It was so, we've grown up in this thing where women in their 40s were presented as the golden girls or 50s. And, you know, you got to a certain thing and you were over 30, you were outdated and you couldn't live your life. And that's where we were brought up in the 80s and 90s. And now seeing these women living their best lives, some of which are in their 60s, I want some of them, they've been divorced, some are still married. I want to see these women succeed. I want to see the wealth and I want to see them happy. And yeah, they have little fights, but I watch it for that. And I think that's what it is. That's why I'm watching the shows, because it's nice to see after being told, oh, you know, once you, like so many years, oh, you know, if you're 30 or 40, over the hill, can't achieve anything, don't start, you know, it's like, it's changing. And I like that. And I love that my daughter will grow up seeing that. And my son.
Yeah. If these shows have done anything, it's highlight that women over a certain age in that 30 and above bracket can do great things and we can achieve great things, and that there is life after divorce and that you can go through significant change and come out on the other side. I think it's like holding up a mirror and saying, you know, and you know, bravo and hey you through their platforming of these shows is holding that mirror up to society and saying, we see you, we're representing you. It might be in the most ridiculous, outlandish, craziest, scripted perhaps way, but we see you. So yeah. I'll be watching every episode as it comes out. It's screening now on Hey You, the home of reality TV. If you're a woman in her prime, you know, in this age bracket that we fit into, the Hey You's where you need to be, because that's where you see yourself. And we are represented, and it feels good to have somewhere that we can go.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.